All right, folks, buckle up because today we're diving into something that can seriously level up your life emotional intelligence. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells in social situations? Or maybe you just want to be better at understanding what other people are really feeling? Yeah, I get it. Navigating the world of emotions can feel like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded. But trust me, with a little know-how and some stoic wisdom sprinkled in, you can become a master emotional navigator. So, why is this so important? Because emotional intelligence isn't just about being nice or feeling your feels, it's about having the self-awareness to recognize your own emotions, understanding how they impact your actions, and then being able to manage them effectively. It's also about being empathetic, truly understanding what other people are going through, even if you haven't personally experienced the same thing. Now, let me give you 5 key takeaways that can seriously boost your emotional intelligence game. Number 1. Know thyself. Seriously, this is like the golden rule of stoicism and emotional intelligence. Take some time each day to check in with yourself. What emotions are you feeling? Where do you feel them physically? What triggers these feelings? Understanding your own emotional landscape is the first step to mastering it. You can't manage what you don't understand, right? Number 2. Practice mindfulness. Think of mindfulness as a mental muscle that gets stronger with practice. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you notice yourself getting caught up in negative emotions, take a step back and observe them like watching a movie play out instead of being consumed by it. This creates space between your emotions and your reactions, allowing you to respond more thoughtfully instead of reacting impulsively. Number 3. Listen actively. This one is super important. When someone's talking, really focus on what they are saying, both the words and their tone of voice. Don't just wait for your turn to speak, try to genuinely understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Active listening shows respect and builds trust, which are essential for strong relationships. Number 4. Empathize, don't sympathize. Now, sympathizing is great, but empathizing takes it a step further. It's about truly understanding what someone else is going through, feeling their pain, joy, or frustration as if it were your own. This doesn't mean you have to agree with their actions or opinions, it just means you're making a genuine effort to see things from their point of view. Number 5. Practice self-regulation. We all get caught up in our emotions sometimes, it's human nature. But mastering self-regulation is key. This means learning how to manage your emotional responses, finding healthy ways to cope with stress, anger, or sadness. Think meditation, exercise, journaling, spending time in nature, whatever works for you. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, and the person in front of you is driving incredibly slowly. You start getting frustrated, your heart rate goes up, and you're thinking about all the things you could say to that driver, most of them probably not very nice. But if you practice emotional intelligence, you can choose a different path. Instead of letting anger take over, you might take a few deep breaths, remind yourself that this is just a temporary setback, and maybe even listen to some music to calm your nerves. See? Emotional intelligence isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about managing them effectively so they don't control you. It's a superpower that can help you navigate the ups and downs of life with more grace, resilience, and authenticity. So, remember those 5 key takeaways: know thyself, practice mindfulness, listen actively, empathize, and practice self-regulation. Now go out there and start leveling up your emotional intelligence. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little boost. You got this, my friends. I'll catch you in the next one.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.